I'll call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to please read the roll.
Thomas Turnbull.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scarter's excused. Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson.
Here.
The quorum will move ahead to item three. Consider approval of the May 8th and May 22 Plan Commission meeting minutes. What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the May 8th and May 22, 2017 Plan Commission meetings minutes as presented in written form. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Correspondence, Jean.
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. If you're here for item 6A, since that's a matter for public hearing, we would ask that you hold your comments and be able to include them as a part of the official record. However, if you're wishing to speak on any other issue, that would be your opportunity. Step to the microphone by giving us your name and address. Is there anybody wishing to speak? Seeing none, we'll go ahead then to item 6. New business, public hearing consideration of the Fifth Amendment to Conditional Use Permit 1303.
I will read item A. The petitioner is not here, but their CUP expires on Wednesday. So we can start the public hearing and go through the items that I have for the public hearing record, and then we need to make a decision as to whether or not we grant a temporary extension for 2 weeks or what we decide to do just because of the fact that the applicant is not here. Item A is public hearing and consideration of the Fifth Amendment to the Conditional Use Permit 13-03, and this is for the request of Dixit Patel on behalf of Vita Corp 8, Inc., the property owner, for a reapproval of the Conditional Use Permit extension and to remove condition number 54 and allow the BP Amoco gasoline station and convenience store located at 10477 120th Avenue to remain open after June 14th, 2017, without having to obtain a yearly conditional use permit, subject to the terms and conditions of the existing conditional use permit and settlement agreement and related amendments between the village and the property owners. So as part of a conditional use permit, I have public hearing comments that I'll read for the record. As part of the public hearing record, village staff has compiled a listing of findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's request as presented and described below. Under findings of fact, number one, the petitioner is requesting a Fifth Amendment to the Conditional Use Permit 13-03 to allow the BP Amoco Gasoline and Convenience Store located at 10477 120th Avenue to remain open past June 14th, 2017. Information provided is Exhibit 1. Number two, the subject property is known as Lot 14 of CSM 1489, located in a part of U.S. Public Land Survey Section 30, Township 1 North, Range 22 East, in the village of Pleasant Prairie, and is further identified as tax parcel number 924-122-302-0130. Number three, the property is currently zoned B4 PUD, which is a freeway service business district with a planned unit development overlay district, and a gasoline station requires a conditional use permit to operate in the B4 district. Number four, previous approvals. A, on November 19th, 2012, the Plan Commission approved a conditional use permit, 12-10, Exhibit 2, including site and operational plans to allow BP Amoco to operate a gasoline station and a convenience store and to install a carbon treatment filtration system that treats existing contaminated groundwater from several reported hazard substance releases at the BP site. The conditional use permit approval was and is still subject to the compliance with the settlement agreement approved by the Village Board on November 29, 2012, and the 53 additional conditions. The conditional use permit was valid until May 1, 2013. A full copy of the settlement agreement is on file with the Village. B. On May 28, 2013, the Plan Commission approved Conditional Use Permit 13-03, Exhibit 3, to allow BP to operate a gasoline station and convenience store and to install a carbon treatment filtration system that will treat existing contaminated groundwater from several reported hazardous substance releases on the site. This approval was subject to the compliance with the settlement agreement approved by the Village Board on November 29, 2012, the first amendment to the settlement agreement approved by the Village Board on April 1, 2013, and 53 additional conditions. The conditional use permit was valid until June 10, 2014. Again, a full copy of that agreement and the first amendment is on file with the Village. C. On January 13, 2014, the Plan Commission approved the first amendment to the conditional use permit 13-03 Exhibit 4 to allow BP Amoco to continue to operate the gas station and convenience store with the approval of the settlement agreement amendment number 2, which addresses the request for modified analytical test parameters, discharge water standards, and reporting requirements of the carbon treatment filtration system that will treat existing contaminated groundwater from several reported hazard substance releases at the site located at 10477 120th Avenue. This approval was subject to compliance with the settlement agreement approved by the Village Board on November 29, 2012, the first amendment to the settlement agreement approved by the Board on April 1, 2013, the second amendment to the settlement agreement approved by the Village Board on February 3, 2014, and 53 additional conditions. The conditional use permit was valid until June 10, 2014, and again, a copy of that full agreement and amendments are on file with the Village. Item D, on June 9, 2014, the Plan Commission approved the second amendment to the conditional use permit 1303, Exhibit 5, to allow the BP Amoco to continue to operate the gasoline station and convenience store. This approval was subject to compliance with the settlement agreement approved by the Village Board on November 29, 2012, the first amendment to that agreement approved by the Board on April 1, 2013, the second amendment to the agreement approved by the Board on February 3, 2014, and 53 additional conditions. The conditional use permit second amendment is valid until June 10, 2015. A full copy of the agreement and the amendments are on file with the Village. E, on June 8, 2015, the Plan Commission approved the third amendment to the conditional use permit 1303, identified as Exhibit 6, to allow BP Amoco to continue to operate the gasoline station and convenience store. This approval was subject to compliance with the settlement agreement and amendments thereto approved by the Village Board and the 53 additional conditions. The CUP third amendment is valid until June 10, 2016. Item F, on June 15, 2015, the Village Board had approved the third amendment to the settlement agreement, and on May 2, 2016, the Board approved the fourth amendment to the settlement agreement. A fourth copy of that agreement and the amendments are on file with the Village. And G, on May 23, 2016, the Plan Commission approved the fourth amendment to the conditional use permit 1303, identified as Exhibit 7, to allow BP Amoco to continue to operate the gasoline station and convenience store. This approval was subject to compliance with the settlement agreement and the amendments thereto approved by the Village Board and the 53 additional conditions. The conditional use permit fourth amendment is valid until June 14, 2017. Note that the findings of fact in the public hearing records of the above noted approvals are included as part of this public hearing record and are available for viewing at the Village Hall. Number five, site status. Over the past several years, VITA and their consultants have taken actions in order to comply with the settlement agreement and the aforementioned amendments to the settlement agreement and have made progress in addressing the illicit discharges. The following broad scope items have been completed to date. During 2012, BP Amoco Station, located at 10477 120th Avenue, was ordered to stop an ongoing illicit discharge of petroleum products into a drainage ditch adjacent to the property. Station owners were also ordered to develop and implement a plan to remove the contamination from the surrounding soils and groundwater. During September of 2012, station owners presented an acceptable plan to stop the illicit discharge, remediate the contamination, and to monitor the surrounding soils and groundwater. The system operated for 3 years, April of 2013 to August of 2016. On May 2, 2016, the Board approved the fourth amendment, which includes a plan for VITA Corporation to shut down a groundwater pumping and treatment system, which included an outline strategy to monitor the site and the site system, which has been operating within the limits of the Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or WPDS, permit. In 2016 and 2017, VITA's environmental consultants have performed quarterly groundwater sampling and bi-monthly ditch inspections Velveeta performed weekly ditch inspections. No illicit discharges have been observed by Vita's environmental consultants, staff, or the village staff inspections during the past year. The groundwater sampling of the 9 wells show that 2 wells have some contamination. However, these 2 sampling sites are showing a stable or decreasing trend over time. The owner's intent is to perform additional sampling and request site closure from the Wisconsin DNR, who reviews the case. Vita is currently in substantial compliance with the settlement agreement and related amendments. That being said, the village engineer at this time concurs with another 1-year extension of the CUP. Therefore, the village planning staff is recommending approval of the Fifth Amendment to the Conditional Use Permit 1303 for a 1-year extension of the CUP, subject to all 53 conditions, with condition number 54 amended to read as follows. This Conditional Use Permit 13-03 Fifth Amendment is valid until June 14, 2018. In order for this facility to continue to operate after June 14, 2018, an application for an extension to this Conditional Use Permit shall be reconsidered by the Plan Commission at a regularly scheduled public hearing prior to June 14, 2018. Number 6, there are no special assessments due on the property. However, as of May 17, 2017, there are 2016 delinquent real estate taxes due of $37,400.02 to Pleasant Prairie, 2015 delinquent real estate taxes due of $16,191.30 to Kenosha County, and there are outstanding invoices in the amount of $4,097.54. Exact amounts shall be verified for additional penalties and interest. All outstanding invoices and delinquent taxes shall be paid prior to June 14th, 2017. Do we know if they've been paid? She was. So I don't know for sure whether or not any of those have been paid. She had called my assistant Peggy to find out where and how and how much. So I'm not sure if they actually have gotten paid yet. Number 7. The petitioner and all of the abutting and adjacent property owners within 300 feet were notified via U.S. mail on May 22, 2017 of this hearing. Public hearing notices were also published in the Kenosha News on May 29th, June 5th of 2017. Number 8, the petitioner and the property owner were emailed a copy of this memorandum on June 9th, 2017. Number 9, according to the Village Zoning Ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application and related materials, that the project as planned will not violate the intent and purpose of the village ordinance and meets the minimum standards of the granting of the conditional use permit. Further, the Plan Commission shall not approve any site and operational plan application without finding in the decision that the application, coupled with the satisfaction of any conditions of approval, will comply with all applicable village ordinance requirements and all other applicable federal, state, or local requirements relating to land use, buildings, development control, land division, environmental protection, sewer, water service, noise, stormwater management, streets, highways, and fire protection. One other fact of finding that I just wanted to mention is that the company had come to us last fall, and they were looking to modify their conditional use permit at that time because they were going to be doing a modification to the station. They were looking at that time to do a Dunkin' Donuts, but they needed to work through the engineering and the plans and the designs, and they needed to work with their neighbor to the east, Culver's, and get some agreements as well as some easements from them. And my understanding is that they have just worked through some of those agreements and easements and plans, and they're intending to submit something to us sometime soon, but because we did not get any extension or modification to that CUP, we are still under this CUP requirement, and this CUP does expire June 14th, 2017, which is tomorrow. I'm sorry, Wednesday. I keep saying that. It's Wednesday. I don't see the applicant here tonight. I know that their attorney was out of town. If there is not an extension or a continuance or something, a 2-week approval granted by the Plan Commission, then they would be out of compliance as of Wednesday the 14th, and they would need to be shut down. We are working with them, obviously, on their liquor license as well, and one of the conditions for BP for the liquor license from a zoning perspective is they had to have a valid CUP. And their liquor license runs through June 30. And our next plan commission meeting is June 26, in 2 weeks.
Given the history that we've had with this organization, I personally cannot support an extension without them appearing before the plan commission. June 14th is a sacred date in my book. They've been given adequate notice, been published in the paper, anybody is free to speak, and they don't seem to be concerned enough to even show up. And in good conscience, I, for one, cannot vote for an extension without their presence here. That's just my opinion.
How concerned are you about the money that they owe? Do you think you'll eventually get it, or have you had a history of trying to collect from them in the past?
This is not the first time that they've had outstanding bills and charges and invoices to the village. In fact, this is kind of a regular situation for them. And they typically always make that payment because they cannot get their liquor license without having all of these outstanding fees and bills and invoices. They have to be paid before the clerk releases that license. One of the other things that they need, though, is that conditional use permit. So the concern is that they're not here this evening, and we would have to shut them down. And I'm sure that they would ask for an emergency meeting of the Plan Commission. If
I tend to agree with Mr. Turwall here. To not show up and to not pay their bills, you're running a business, and it needs to be up and up. So I'm not leaning towards granting a two-week extension. If they haven't come in and paid their bills, we've gone through this a number of times, so I'm not a fan of this.
I don't know what good it would have done to have him here in the first place, because I've never trusted anything he had to say to us anyway. And if we hold up this conditional use permit based upon him paying the taxes and the invoices, he either pays it or he doesn't open up. I don't care what he's got to say. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. We've been dealing with him because of his reluctance to deal with us, you know, exactly. Honestly and straightforward. He had to get an attorney that had to explain his every word.
Enough is enough.
Well, I think in the past we had votes where we wanted to shut him down. But the reason we didn't do it is we didn't want the village to have a vacant service station out there on their hands. But I'm not for an extension. Of all the years I've been on a plan commission, this part has not been my favorite person to deal with. I think they're dishonest, and they really don't care about anyone else. So if we don't extend this, will the village shut them down?
Well, I need to get some direction from you. I can try to get him on the phone right now, or you can grant a temporary two-week extension until the 26th. If you don't grant some type of extension, PD will have to shut him down.
So do we necessarily have to have an extension? Can't we just say that if the fees aren't paid by the 14th, shut them down? Can't we just?
No, because you need to renew this conditional use permit. It expires on June 14th.
Well, that's the whole problem.
But I'm just saying, they will probably come here and pay their bills. They've done that in the past. But if you don't approve at least even a two-week extension, it doesn't matter if they come in to pay their bills or not, because they don't have a conditional use permit to operate.
And I don't have a problem.
How about if we approve the extension until the bill is paid?
I'm sorry, until when?
How about if we approve the CUP until they pay the bill? which would be the 14th, is the deadline?
For a two-day extension.
Okay, so then what happens after the 2 days?
Shut them down.
They don't pay, we shut them down.
We're not in a banking business.
Okay, but if they pay it, are you then granting it for 1 year? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
We could do that,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so our recommendation is that it be granted subject to payment of all outstanding bills and taxes and specials or whatever he has out there that's outstanding. And if they don't make that payment by June 14th,
we shut him down.
We would have to start revocation process.
Did you guys ever do a 6 month?
Did he get a
to where he would pay his bills more on time, do a 6 month, or you just always have to do a year?
We tried that, didn't we?
Yeah.
So he will pay them all in order to get his CUP and his liquor license, and then they went delinquent again. But, again, there must have been some glitch that we weren't aware of 2015 taxes because those should have been paid last year.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor of approving the staff recommendation, but any time that they violate that CUP, we can pull it, can we not?
We can bring it back. Yes.
Okay. Did he get a copy of these conditions?
They were sent to him on June 6th, June 9th.
Okay, either he read them or he probably did what he normally does. It's nothing. But it's clearly stated in here, the petitioners in all, let's see, where did I see it? Oh, that he has to pay prior to June 14th.
And Sophia called the office today.
And I told her they had to be paid. I told Sophia she wanted to know what the exact amounts were, so I told her she'd have to talk to our finance department. I transferred her to Jennifer, and I reminded her that they needed to be paid by the 14th, otherwise they would be shut down.
Okay. What's the problem?
Just to make sure, I mean, I see the memo says shall be paid prior to June 14th, so do they have until 5 o'clock June 13th, or do they have until 5 o'clock June 14th?
Their CUP expires on June 14th. 14th.
So I'm thinking 5 o'clock on June 14th, Wednesday, would be the termination point. Is that correct?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. That's the intent of staff's recommendation.
Okay.
Pay to close.
Right.
Can we annex them to Bristol?
So the staff would recommend approval of the CUP subject to them making all of their payments of any delinquent taxes or any other type. Here we go. There are no special assessments due on the property as of May 17th. There were 2016 delinquent real estate taxes due, 2015 delinquent real estate taxes due, and outstanding invoices. So we would need to get a current number from the finance department that they have to pay by 5 o'clock on Wednesday, June 14th.
Yes.
Exact amounts to be verified along with penalty and interest. Again, some are paid to the village, some are paid to Kenosha County. And that would be also subject to condition number 54, which basically states that they would be granted then a one-year conditional use permit, CUP, that would need to be reconsidered by the Plan Commission at a regularly scheduled public hearing prior to June 14th, 2018.
Question to the engineer: is the runoff clear in the ditch to date?
Yes, it is. They shut down that system a year ago. Last, I want to say September. It was September, October, and since then it's been clean. I check it once or twice a week myself because I drive out there all the time, and they check it weekly, and their consultant checks it twice a month. So between all of us, and like I said, I go out there myself just to verify that they're reporting correctly. I haven't seen any discharges. So.
Very good. And no complaints from Culver's on the runoff or that?
No complaints from Culver's. Their quarterly sampling has kind of shown that the contaminants are not passing that property line. So.
Thank you.
This is a matter for public hearing. Is anybody else wishing to speak?
I think they just showed up. Now we got to go through this all over again. If they did just show up, I think we make it perfectly clear what we just discussed.
Yes.
I agree. I would just keep it short and sweet and tell them that they have the until 5 o'clock
That's
on
it.
June 14th. They're all start
13th.
14th.
14th.
14th. 5 o'clock.
I thought they had to pay it prior to the 14th.
Move a motion before they get here?
Absolutely. My meeting started at 6.
No.
I don't see anybody.
But
it's amazing. We go from contaminated ground to not paying your bills.
That's just been a pattern with them. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It's one thing after another.
Yeah, they haven't really paid their bills on time at all. It's always been at the last minute.
I'm trying to see what she's got to say.
Sorry, we are coming from all the university.
Name and address for them.
My name is Sophia Sultana. As from my address, West Chicago, Illinois 60105.
We already had a discussion on your property, and what we have decided, if I can tell her,
go ahead,
that you owe Pleasant Prairie $37,400.02. You owe Kenosha County $16,191.30, and you have invoices in the amount of $4,097.54. So you're aware of that? Mm-hmm. Are you prepared to pay that prior to June 14th?
Yeah, but one of my requests is I need the payment plan. That's it. Invoices, I'm ready to pay, no problem, but the property tax, whatever it is there, 15-1, we are ready to pay, but the 16-1, I think 37,000, I just need the payment plan.
I didn't hear everything she said.
She needs to have a payment plan for the 2016 delinquent real estate taxes, and I think that's possible if in fact, I think there was a payment in January and then one in April.
Right.
I don't know for a fact that one can be established if you've not made the installment payments.
Okay.
That would be a decision of the village treasurer or the county clerk or the county treasurer.
If those fees are not paid, your business is shut down. You're aware of that? Okay. All right.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the passage of this with subject to the village comments for the conditional use permit number 1303, subject to the following conditions. Outlined by staff.
I'll second it.
We moved and seconded to approve the Fifth Amendment subject to the terms and conditions outlined in a staff memorandum. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Okay. It's up to you.
Motion to adjourn is in order.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. We stand adjourned.
Are you done?